Welcome to Life Through Lyrics, Episode 2, Me and Bobby McGee, with your host, Chris Bennick. This podcast is meant to be an exploration of the lyrics to my favorite songs and how they have affected me or made an impact on my life. I may also dive into the history behind the artist that performed the song or the song itself. I do not profess to be a musical expert in any way. I have no formal musical training, nor am I employed in the music industry. I do, however, have a true love of what I consider to be good music. That's an important point to remember. The songs and lyrics discussed here are what I consider to be good music. That means these are just my opinions. Since copyright issues are huge, and my bankroll is not, obviously I will not be able to buy the licenses to the songs I will be discussing. Therefore, I will not be able to play them, or even clips from them. But I will encourage you to listen to them and consider my thoughts. So with that having been said, sit back, relax, and hopefully enjoy Episode 2 of Life Through Lyrics, me and Bobby McGee. Because every song tells a story. Some just do it better than others. Sometimes a song elicits only one emotion or memory, but sometimes a song can bring about multiple feelings and brings to mind several different events. Me and Bobby McGee is just such a song for me. Of course, this song tells its own story, as most songs do, but this one is clear. It's a true narrative that, if you let it, will take you on a road trip with two lovers as they cross the country together, in a time long since past. However, that story doesn't have much at all to do with the stories I associate with the tune whenever I hear it. Even though it's truly a sad song if you really listen to it, it never fails to bring a smile to my face, from the very first note until the very last la-da-da at the end. It's a road song, one of the best. It's gritty, and almost dares you not to sing along. How can you not love it? And how can you not hum it, even after it's done? In 1969, Fred Foster, co-founder and producer at Monument Records in Nashville, Tennessee, called one of his newly hired singer-songwriters, Kris Kristofferson, with an idea for a song. Foster is known as the man who launched the careers of such musical greats as Roy Orbison, Dolly Parton, and the Gatlin Brothers, among others. The idea he pitched sprung from his interactions with a lovely secretary in the building in which he worked. The young lady in question, 29-year-old Barbara McKee. Her nickname was Bobby, and Foster thought that Me and Bobby McKee was a great title for a song. Foster also thought that the fact that Bobby was a woman was an interesting hook for them to latch on to. Unfortunately, or maybe not, Kristofferson misheard the last name as McGee. According to Kristofferson in a 2015 interview for the website PerformingSongwriter.com, his first reaction was that he would, quote, try to write it, but he had never written a song on assignment, unquote. After he thought about it, he decided to take the original idea and make the central theme a road song about two travelers who, in the end, drift apart. Foster loved the end result and had Kristofferson himself perform it for Miss McKee, who also loved it, and why wouldn't she? first artist to record the track was Roger Miller in 1969, taking it all the way to the top 12 as a country single. Kris Kristofferson first released a recording of Bobby McGee on his 1970 album, Kristofferson. But most would agree that the artist who brought the song to prominence was Janis Joplin. Unfortunately, she was not around to see the success of her bluesy rendition of the piece, which was on her 1971 album Pearl, released months after she tragically succumbed to a heroin overdose on October 4th, 1970, at the age of 27. This version of the song would eventually be named number 148 on the list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. In the years that followed, the song was covered by no less than 138 artists spanning several genres, including Roy Clark, Kenny Rogers in the First Edition, Charlie Pride, Gordon Lightfoot, The Grateful Dead, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, The Highwaymen, including Kristofferson, and Pink. If you have somehow missed this song by any of these artists along the way, do yourself a favor and listen to it. You won't be sorry. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, feeling near as faded as my jeans. In 2012, I was a Spanish teacher on my first international trip with students in tow. I was way out of my element, just trying to keep my head above water the whole time. Most of the trip was fine, I'd even say good, but the journey home was not. The whole story is too long to share here. But the short of it is that after 10 days, I found myself stuck in the airport in Boston with 15 students and a first-year teacher chaperone and no way to get home to Raleigh in the foreseeable future. We had been traveling that day for close to 20 hours at that point, and whenever I hear this opening, it always takes me back to the departures board and reading the word canceled in red next to our flight number. So close, yet so far. To me, these words have a certain rundown hopelessness to them. They emit that I've almost hit the end of my rope feeling. Feeling faded. Yeah, that about sums it up. We did get home, obviously, and there are more stories about that trip, but they don't relate to Bobby McGee, so we'll save those. Pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Anybody who's ever taken a road trip and sang out loud with someone in the car can appreciate this part of the song. The imagery of the three people in the cab of the truck, riding through the rain, singing, laughing, having fun. The sound of the windshield wipers slapping time as you roll down the highway. Some of my favorite memories have been made in this way. Riding, singing, laughing, just living in the moment. Free from whatever plan is driving me at the time. Free from concern or deadline. Lost in the moment and lost in the music. When you find yourself there, most of the time you don't even realize it. Hell, most of the time you don't appreciate it until long after it has passed. But when you do look back on it, you still smile. And you remember. And you probably hum a little bit. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I don't think many people consider what is being said when they're belting these words out. I'm not sure that most folks have thought about the deeper meaning here. I know I never did. I didn't really understand it until I read Christofferson's explanation of it myself. He states in the PerformingSongwriter.com interview that the idea expressed here really lies at the end of the song. When the narrator lets Bobby slip away in Salinas, he is free from her. But it hurts him. Really, it destroys him. That freedom is a double-edged sword. Think about that. What does it mean to be free? Sometimes we want to be free from work. But then, we would be free from something that, whether we realize it or not, makes us who we are. And gives us a purpose. Sometimes we would like to be free from responsibility, but most of us know that many times, once that responsibility is gone, we miss it somehow. So I guess that's what Christofferson means when he comes right back at us with, "Nothing don't mean nothing if it ain't free." Because that freedom we crave is very seldom free of some cost. This has been Life Through Lyrics, Episode 2, Me and Bobby McGee with Chris Bennett. I hope you enjoyed the episode and will consider listening again in the future. If you'd like to reach out and discuss the things I talked about in this episode further, I can be reached on Twitter at LifeLyricsPod, or you can email me at LifeLyricsPodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, remember, if it doesn't make you feel something, it ain't worth listening to. Life Through Lyrics was written, produced, and recorded by Chris Bennick. Music in this episode: Blues Infusion by Quincas Morera, Rocking Chair by Unicorn Hits, Breathing Planet and Corporate Mellow Groove by Doug Maxwell, Country Gentleman by Endless Love, Scissor Vision and Hey Sailor by Letterbox, Open Highway by Alibis, and The Current Blues by Freedom Trail Studio. All downloaded from YouTube Creator Studio. Special thanks to the following websites for the background information used in the history segment of our podcast: secondhandsongs.com, performingsongwriter.com, and StarTribune.com. Until next time, rock on!